ever took the time to think, like really, really think, just to answer some of the basic questions in life, such as, who are you? Why am I here? Or, what is the purpose of life? No. Well, me neither. Here on Hashtag for the Culture, we're going to deep dive on some of the most toughest topics going on in society today. The catch is, I'm going to keep it under 10 minutes, because I don't want to waste all of your time. This is James Motivates, the best single host podcast on the planet. Let's do it. All right, we're going to get started with a topic that keeps coming up a lot in schools and conversations with friends, conversations with family. Like, this is something that's coming up more and more and more. And I love it because when I was 14, 15, 16, me and my friends wasn't talking about this. Anytime we talked about money, it was about, yo, you getting those new J's, or, oh, you're going to get those Gucci's, those Prada's. Like, what you about to cop? Like, what are you about to buy? But these kids are coming up now that's different. Like, I'm working in high school now. These kids are thinking the long term. Like, they're asking me, how do I invest? And when I get that question, like, I almost squint a little bit. Like, you, a 16, 17-year-old, is asking me about investing? You don't even understand how far ahead you are in comparison to me and where my peers were when we were your age. And there's no better, no worse, but it's just different. And they're thinking about the future. Whereas for a lot of us, our cap was 25 years old. Some of us thought we wasn't gonna make it to 25. And they're thinking like, yo, if I start investing now, by the time I'm 50, I could be a millionaire. And it's just a different mindset. And I can't even lie. I idolize them a little bit. I even got some envy and some hate. Like, I wish I was thinking like that when I was their age. Why? I'm working. Some of you thinking about investing? Not paying no rent, no bills. All that money's going straight to me. And I'm thinking about investing? That's crazy. Like I said, I'm a little envious of them. But I'm also grateful that I'm given the opportunity to even teach them about some of this stuff. Like, I got some interns under me right now, and I'm trying to teach them, you know, financial literacy, the basics of it. And, you know, some of them hear it, some of them don't. And this is not all kids. And, like, it's maybe like 60-40. 60% of the kids don't want to hear the information. 40% of the kids are actually sit down and listen. Of that 40, maybe 5% of those would actually want to get started. So that 5% is going to be ahead of the game. But for me, it was 0%. I didn't know anybody that was even thinking about investing or the stock market or any, like, putting your money away, saving. Like, that was corny back in the day. Oh, what? You stock market? What you know about that? That's that white people talk. Like, man, I don't know nothing about that. Stocks, bonds, all that. You know, checking and saving. Only two accounts we know. Checking's account, savings account. Anything outside of that is like foreign language. That's, we call it white people talk. We ain't know nothing about that. So quickly, I just want to give you some gems on the, you know, the things that when people ask me how to get started with investing, this isn't the blueprint. This is just my story and how I got started. So I started about 2-3 years ago. No, yeah, we in 2020 now. This was 3 years ago. I started in 2017 when I invested my first 25 cents. Not knowing what I'm doing, not knowing anything about the stock market, but I knew that investing money would give me back return. I'm started to make my money work for me. So now when I'm asleep, my money's working for me. Now when I'm eating, my money's working for me. It's almost like now I got little workers all over the place around the stock market trying to bring me back some money. And once I started doing that, I downloaded the Acorn app. And this is a shameless plug. So I'm about to give a lot of shameless plugs. No advertisements on their behalf, but this is just my story. So I started with Acorns, investing my spare change. that actually proved to me that the stock market worked, because I was very skeptical about it. Like I said, this was what quote unquote white people stuff. Like, we didn't believe in this. What we knew about financial management was checking and saving, spending, and hopefully making it into before the next paycheck is dead. So I downloaded the Acorn app, started investing my spare change. I actually saw my money grow, slowly, not like a big boom, but investing is about the long term. So now I'm seeing my money grow, and I'm like, okay, this is real. So then I went from that to Robinhood. Robinhood was actually the app where I really thoroughly enjoyed, because you get to pick which stocks you choose. Acorns, you don't pick. They invest it for you. But they have their best interests at heart. Because the more money they make you, is the more money they put in their pockets. But with Robinhood, you can invest in Apple. You can invest in Target. You can invest in whatever company. You can invest in weed if you want to. Like, that's where it's like, all right, you learn a little bit, you take a little bit of knowledge, you start to understand the stock market more, and then now it's like, all right, now I want to finesse or finagle my money a little bit more. And Robinhood will help you get to the next level. But that's more after you've gotten an education and you're more comfortable taking those higher risks. The book that actually helped me out a lot was The Richest Man in Babylon. If you can read that book, please read The Richest Man in Babylon. It has so many gems, so many disciplines. It teaches you what to do on the basic level of financial management. It teaches you the basics of financial management. How to do this, how to get started. But the thing is, and the reason why I love this book so much is because it teaches you through stories. I'm a cinematic imagery guy. You put me in a classroom, draw pictures, give me scenarios, give me an image. I understand it. You tell me to do this, you tell me to do that, no image, no nothing, I won't get it. So like I said, I'm a cinematic image type of guy. And that's what the Richest Man in Babylon book did for me. It gave it to me in a projected image. And it helped me crazy. So I highly suggest looking into that book. Even if you just skim it, it has so many gems. Get that book. Fundrise, if you're interested in real estate. Fundrise is a good app to help you with real estate. Get started. It's a bit pricey. So I would say, if you got some like $500 to spare, which is a lot, but if you have it, you can get started with real estate with the Fundrise app. And then, it's cool to get all these apps, but if you're not setting any realistic goals, these apps aren't going to help you. So for example, if you're going to get the Acorns app and invest your spare change for the stock market, say you don't have a goal of, say, I want to get to $100. You're not going to get there. You don't know what you're doing. You don't have a goal. So set a goal. If you're going to get any type of investing started, you have to set a goal before you get into it. If you're going to get Robinhood, where you can get your single apps, stocks, you got to have a goal. I want to own 5 stocks and get some type of return, a positive return. No matter if it's $1, no matter if it's 50 cents, I want to own 5 stocks and get a positive return. So you got to decide on that. And the last thing I'm going to leave you with is something that a wealthy man told me one day. And he was like, yo, you got to understand that the difference between rich people and poor people is not solely the coins and the money. It's a combination of two things. The number one thing is education. People don't know what money is and what money can do for you. That's number one and the most important. Number two is that poor people care about their credit score. Poor people fight for their credit score. Rich people, when they go and ask for a loan, when they go talk to somebody about money, they got financial statements. That's showing how you're being responsible and making your money work for you. What have you invested in? Now it's like, okay, I can show some responsibility. So using these basic apps, Acorns, Robinhood. Oh, another app that's similar to Acorns is Stash. S-T-A-S-H, Stash. Using one of those three apps, can start helping you build a financial statement. Because once you start investing, you get a financial statement every quarter of the year. There's four quarters of the year. Each quarter you get a financial statement. Now you're building something else. So as you're building your credit score, not saying to just abandon it, but now as you're building it, and now you're thinking about getting a house or a car or whatever big investment you're about to make, you can walk up to them now with a financial statement showing that you can be responsible. And that's all the gems I got for you today. Hopefully this helped you. You know, hopefully this made you think a little bit different. Hopefully this made you want to get started. Hopefully this made you want to decide, like, oh, maybe one day I'll start investing. It's cool. You know, I'm always here to help. Like, I don't have all the knowledge, but I understand that what I do have is something that a lot of people don't even know. So I'm willing to share that. Also, I understand that I have a long way to go. So thank you for your time. I really, really appreciate you listening. You can come ask me any questions on my Instagram, James Motivates, or hit me up on Twitter, _James Motivates. This is #ForTheCulture. Make sure you go check it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you give me 5 stars, or I will definitely call you a hater. But it's all good. It's always love. Appreciate your time. Peace.
Let's do it.